Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. What you are about to hear was originally recorded in 2010 as research for my book, Public Speaking Superpowers. After going through all this content, I've decided to release these 80-plus recordings as a bi-weekly podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. Today, I'm speaking with Marty Fonke. Marty has nearly 25 years' experience in sales, marketing, and management. He founded Fonke Associates and is an accomplished product developer and marketer, having personally developed hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue for his clients. Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers, Marty.
Thanks, Karma. I appreciate being here and very, very excited when I got the invitation from you. So thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Just so that people can get a feel for your unique expertise, could you tell us a little about your journey to success in public speaking?
Absolutely. My journey to success in public speaking actually starts with me falling completely flat on my face. And that is back in school, in public speaking class, when it was time to stand up on stage and present a memorized piece to the audience, and I completely froze up with stage fright. I was pouring with sweat, shaking, and my voice would not come out of my mouth, and my brain completely forgot what I was supposed to say. And I was given multiple opportunities to try and present that information by the instructor, and multiple times I failed, and I just resigned myself to the fact that I'm one of those people who can't speak in public, like so many people think that they are. Well, a couple years later, you mentioned in my bio that I have a lot of experience in sales and marketing, and that's absolutely correct. A couple years later, I was director of sales at a company that did teleservices, customer service, phone calls, that sort of thing. And we got a call from a company who was local, who was interested in having us run their call services business, and they asked if I could come over and meet with them. So I said, okay, drove on over there and walked in, met the person. He said, well, we'd like you to meet with all of our executive team. I said, good, like all the decision makers in the room, that's a good thing. They said, well, let's walk back here. And we walked through a room, and I was expecting to be in a conference room of some sort, but no, I was in an auditorium.
Oh, my.
This company was a small multi-level marketing company, and they had a training auditorium for their distributors. And we walked in, and seven of the top executives in the company sat down in the front row, and they said, why don't you take the stage there, Marty, and tell us why we'd want to do business with you.
Oh, my.
Talk about fear. So I took a deep breath. Gulp, walked up on the stage and laid out all the reasons they should do business with me. I cannot tell you one thing that I would have said. I was so scared, so nervous. And when it was done, I walked off the stage and they said, sounds great, where's the contract? And at that moment, I learned that I can go on a stage and I can present information to an audience and I won't die.
Right.
And that really was the journey to success in public speaking and where it started.
And you know, the irony of that story is if it had been a conference room, you would have never learned that lesson.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
And yet it's really the same thing.
Exactly. It really was. But standing on a stage in an empty room of 600-700 seats is still terrifying, even though the same seven people are there.
Yeah.
And so I was literally tricked into being successful on stage.
Ta-da! Look at you!
And from then, it's grown substantially and, you know, lots of other things. And really, it's been taking every opportunity that's been given to me to present in public, whether I was tricked into it, forced into it, or whether I volunteered. Every opportunity I've had to present has made me a better speaker, a better presenter, and I've built on that. And that's really been the key to success. I could have just turned around and walked out of that room and said, forget it. But I've taken it, and that's really been the key.
So given this unique story here, do you believe that public speaking is a learned skill or something you're born being able to do, and why?
Well, I think that my story pretty much says that it is indeed a learned skill. It was something that I don't believe I was necessarily born to do it, because if I had been, then my early experiences would not have been so devastating. So when I was kind of tricked into doing it and realized that, okay, I actually can successfully convince an audience to take action when I'm on a stage, that I then went out and studied as much as I possibly could and joined training programs and learned the craft of public speaking effectively. And so I absolutely believe that it is a learned skill, and that even if a person doesn't have the qualities of a classic public speaker. I have a good friend who has severe cerebral palsy and cannot even really be understood when he speaks. And he is a professional speaker using an assistant to vocalize for him. So he wasn't born to be a public speaker, but he knew that he needed to get his message out and taught himself. So it absolutely is a learned skill.
Wonderful. Now, let's fast forward a little bit. And you are now a public speaking superhero. What do you believe are your main superpowers?
I have to tell you, I got your introduction or your invitation probably a month ago, and I knew that was going to be one of the questions that you asked me, and I have been racking my brains for a month to figure out what the answer to that question is. And I was so much didn't know what the answer is that I posted it to my Facebook. And I asked my connections, you know, what is my public speaking superpower? Because a lot of my Facebook connections are people that have seen me on stage.
Okay.
And I got some silly answers, and I got some really cool answers. And frankly, it was I want to thank you, Karma, because it really made my morning to read some of the answers that I got from some of my connections, and they were really positive, and it really made my day. And it was because of this interview that I had that right spot in my day, and I thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
But one thing that came across a couple of times and that I think is definitely one of my superpowers is the power of engagement. I have worked tremendously hard to make sure that my audiences are engaged with what I'm saying and what I'm doing, because if they're not engaged, then there's no point in you even being on that stage. So the power of engagement is something that I have worked very hard on, and I believe that that is a superpower that I possess as a public speaker.
And that's a very important one, because an audience that is not engaged is an audience that's not going to remember a thing you said once they leave the room.
Well, that's exactly right. As a matter of fact, I'll quote one of the comments on my Facebook page. I'm looking at it right now, and this is what sparked that to make me believe that's the one. And this person named Elizabeth said, when I said, what is my superpower? She said, engaging and informative. You don't put me to sleep or make me reach out for my PDA. That's a superpower. In today's world as a speaker, you are dealing with so many distractions. You've got the iPhones and the Blackberries, and you've got Twitter going on, sometimes simulcast on a screen behind you at some events that I've done. You've got work demands, kids calling. You name the distraction. It could be the air conditioning making noise, and you must be able to engage and keep that audience locked in.
Most definitely. I mean, even something as simple as the temperature of the room can get someone totally disengaged from what you have to say.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. So what advice would you give someone if they wanted to develop that particular superpower as well?
Well, I've touched on this before as we were talking, but it's absolutely practice, practice, practice. Be decisive about what superpowers you want to enhance. And in looking at and listening to some of the other interviews and the information that your readers and listeners are acquiring through this interview series, which is a fantastic interview series, by the way. I congratulate you on a brilliant idea.
Thank you.
But take a couple of those superpowers that you feel are closest to what resonate with you, and then focus with intention on every speech you give on enhancing those powers. And practice, practice, practice. And that practice could be on the stage. It could be in your mirror. It could be at a Toastmasters group. I highly recommend Toastmasters for any aspiring or even experienced speaker. There's always things that can be learned to perfect your craft. And NSA trainings, etc. All of those things are important. And so if they want to develop their superpower, first of all, decide what that superpower is. Second, focus on intentionally developing that superpower with every speech you give. And third, practice, practice, practice.
You know, as part of your answer kind of reminded me of one of the topics I'm going to be talking about in the book. It's a way of developing superpowers. It's the power of evocation, where you evoke your heroes. It's sort of like asking you in a situation, what would whoever your hero is? And it could be Superman, or it could be Carl Sagan, it could be your dad. It doesn't matter who that hero is, but you think in your mind, who would that person that you admire, what would they do in that situation? And then you evoke that, and you basically do what they would do. And I think if you continue to do that, that behavior pattern will become a natural part of who you are. And that's sort of another way of focusing intention on what it is you want to accomplish.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when I look at the different superpowers you mentioned in your original article that sparked this whole thing, you know, power of eye contact, power of visual aids, power of references, different powers. There are powers there that I'm maybe weaker in than others, but the powers that I'm strong in, I do invoke it. I think about who do I want to emulate that has the power of engagement. And you know, I try to study them and focus on how they conduct themselves and learn from them. And then again, in invoking that intention, I just say, okay, I'm going to get on that stage. What am I going to do to engage the audience every moment that I'm there? And just, again, that focus and that intention.
You know, it's interesting that you brought up that original article, because in the original article, the superpowers I talked about turned out to be rather mundane, because as I'm going through all these interviews, the powers that people are talking about have nothing to do with those basic skills of public speaking. They're all like a higher level, like what you're talking about, the power of engagement or the power of passion or the power to read a room. I mean, those are all more intangible superpowers, whereas the ones I talked about in the original article were much more tangible.
Yeah, but the ones that you talked about in the original article lead to that. The power of eye contact is the number one power you mentioned. You will not engage your audience if you have not learned the power of eye contact. You will not engage your audience if you have not learned the power of confidence. So they are all intertwined, really. And I don't believe there's necessarily any one superpower that's better than the others. I think we all just have our own that we've crafted and refined.
Right.
But they're all related and they're all build upon each other.
Well, in a way, I've been kind of thinking of the superpowers as more like tools in your tool belt, where, you know, you have all these tools, and there's going to be tools that you favor. Those are going to be the ones you're strongest at using, but they're all available to you. And that's just the way I've been sort of thinking of it as a whole.
True. Absolutely.
Good. Well, thank you so much, Marty, for sharing your unique expertise and knowledge with us today on Public Speaking Superpowers.
Well, thank you for having me, Carmen. It was a great experience. I appreciate it.
Wonderful. Well, this is the end of today's episode of Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence, signing off.
Because this was recorded a few years back, I've cut the speaker's contact information from the recording because it may have been out of date. If you would like to learn more about today's speaker, go to publicspeakingsuperpowers.com/featured speakers and click on his picture. I'm working to keep the information there as fresh as possible.